Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the feast of St. Agnes, who was martyred in 304. Agnes, her name means lamb. Think of it in the Latin, Agnus. Think of Agnus Dei, Agnes, Agnus. And today, two lambs are blessed at her church in Rome, St. Agnes' church in Rome. And then their wool is woven into the palliums. The palliums are those bands of white wool that the Pope confers on archbishops as a symbol of their jurisdiction. You might notice it on the Holy Father himself, this white collar, or the our own Cardinal Sean. So this is done on her feast day. Her story is, at the age of 12, she was accused of being a Christian, and she was ordered to sacrifice to pagan gods. And also, she was not permitted to continue chaste. They want her to violate her chastity. And she was taken to a Roman temple, to Minerva, and she was led to this altar, this pagan altar. And what did she do? She made the sign of the cross. So they threatened her and tortured her when she refused to turn her back on the true God and offer incense to idols. And several young men presented themselves offering to marry her, to save her. Perhaps they felt sorry for her for other reasons, because they knew that was one of the conditions, that she had to stop being a virgin. And see, she said that would be an insult to her heavenly spouse, that she would keep her consecrated virginity intact and she would accept death so that she could see Christ. And she was martyred. I would like to mention another lamb, the servant of God, Alphonsus Lamb, born in Ireland in 1932. He entered the novitiate of the Irish Christian Brothers at a very early age and wanted to be a religious. They said he had all the right qualities, but he had these fainting fits. And so the Christian Brothers told him, unfortunately, he could not continue in their congregation. He was always passing out. And as Frank Duff later said, his departure from the Irish Christian Brothers was the last time he had a fit. And the brothers' loss was the legion's gain. But you can imagine how humiliating it was to have to leave the congregation because you couldn't, because you're passing out all the time. Well, so he goes home. And his brother Jack invited him to his presidium meeting. That's a meeting of the Legion of Mary. And he went, and this first encounter with the Legion just set him on fire. He was barely 18 years of age. In a very short time, he was committed fully to the Legion and would do more than 2 hours of apostolic work every week. And so he was such an apostle that they, in 1953, the Legion of Mary sent him to South America. And for almost 6 years, he promoted the Legion in Colombia, Argentina, Ecuador, Uruguay, and Brazil. And he got cancer and quickly died on the feast of St. Agnes, 1959. He was buried in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He was only 26 years old. Pray again the collect. Let's look at this beautiful collect again. Almighty ever-living God, who chose what is weak in the world to confound the strong, mercifully grant that we, who celebrate the heavenly birthday of your martyr, St. Agnes, may follow her constantly in the faith. St. Agnes, pray for us.